Welcome all you listeners. Thank you for joining this podcast and tuning in here. This is the first podcast I've done, so we're going to see how it goes. But I'm always open to suggestions, so leave comments, leave voice messages if you want to be included in these podcasts, with your own opinion. Feedback from the previous podcast will always be added into the next one. I just ask that you stay respectful, and even if we disagree, that's perfectly fine. I'll still include you on future podcasts. I love hearing opinions, and everybody can be persuaded, and everybody deserves the right to their own opinion. Most of my podcasts here will be talking about reviews of movies, of games, of shows, but occasionally I'll have some more relevant global issues that I might speak about. To introduce myself, I am an aspiring social studies teacher. I am currently working to get my master's from the University of Southern California. Two dogs, and one is a pit bull. His name is Pancake, and the other one is a smaller Rottweiler mutt mix. His name is Noodle. And they pretty much always sit right next to me when I'm just kind of relaxed. I'm relaxing. So they'll always listen on these podcasts too. So, if you want to say hi, feel free to leave a message and do that as well. To start off this podcast here, I just thought I'd give a little review over a game that I've actually been playing a lot over the quarantine. So I currently play PlayStation, PS4. And one of the games I've gotten back into has been Grand Theft Auto. And I think that this game itself has taken a major turn. So when it first came out, when we were first started playing, you just could only really do like the typical GTA things that you think about in GTA, the stealing cars, the open world, run and gun kind of thing. But over time, this game is actually really involved, and it's become a game now where you could pretty much role play and take over, an enterprise or take on doing some heist, and it has actually developed quite nicely into a game that my friends and I play quite often now. Lately, we've been into the criminal enterprise idea where, you're stealing crates and cars and stuff and selling them for extra money. This development through the game has actually brought a lot more players back from what I've heard. You hear about games that undergo drastic changes and drastic updates, and they actually have a revival of a sense in the game. One such instance is Battlefront 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2. When it first came out, it was riddled with a bunch of issues regarding pay to win. The only way you can unlock everything is if you paid, I think it was like $75 or so. No, it was more than that. It was like $750 to unlock everything in the game. But since then, they've actually updated it, and it's become one that a lot of people still play, and my friends included. We occasionally pick up that game as well. But it's not the only game to undergo those drastic changes. GTA and Rockstar have actually done a great job of updating the game to include new aspects that entice current players and also, bring new players into the game. So one such thing is the somewhat recent casino that's been added in. It's probably been there for about a year now. But this gives the players a chance to, role play a little bit and actually become a gambler of a sense, and go to the casino to win some more money. It's a great little addition, and it almost makes it, it has a game within a game there. Overall, this added part has really contributed to, a revival of a sense among my friends, at least, and bringing the game back. Even more recently, though, they've actually added in some casino heists that you could do. And for these ones, you can make a bunch of money, within the game itself. And with everything as expensive as it is, this money is very important to, the players. And I just think that, there's so many new customizations, so many new different roles and paths that you could take within the game, that it's one of the best examples of properly updating and adding to a game to keep the fan base alive. Yeah, Noodle, I know you agree too, right? So along with GTA, though, you know, Rockstar updates the game itself and adds in new game modes. But in addition to adding in new game modes, they continuously provide rewards for the players as well. So for the past 3 weeks, as long as you've logged in throughout the week, you have actually been given $500,000 of in-game money to spend. You know, it's these kind of random rewards that they give out that, you know, and keep people logging in somewhat regularly. You never quite know exactly what rewards can be given. And on top of the rewards that are explicitly given, they provide incentives to play their different game modes. So sometimes these game modes can be a little not worthwhile to do because they take up a lot of time and you sometimes don't get as much of a monetary reward in the game itself. But every once in a while they have a week or so that a particular game mode will last for or will allow, you know, two times or three times the cash reward that comes out of it. And this not only you know, entices people to play their game modes, but it gives them an incentive to try out the different game modes. So this current week is the stockpile. Wonderful game, by the way. I highly recommend, you know, playing this game mode. It's a sort of capture the flag, but with airplanes. And you have the capture the flag aspect of it, but you also have a dogfighting aspect of it where you are trying to, you know, prevent the other players from capturing your flag by, you know, shooting them down in a dogfighting simulation of a sense. So this game mode has actually been one that my friends and I have played quite a bit, and highly recommend, you know, actually taking advantage of it, even if it's solely for the cash reward that's there. The other times, though, there's always different modes. They have particular races that are, you know, double reward, and the races have been another thing that have improved quite a bit. So now you have different types of races out there. You've got these stunt races where you've got special cars that maybe have like a rocket jet on it. Maybe they're cars that can fly, or that they have a jumping in a parachute. And these stunt races just add a little bit of a twist to the game itself and the game mode of, you know, a normal race. And they could actually, they're a lot more entertaining than the old race styles that they had. Now, moving on from there, you know, I talked about the car with the parachute in it. There's one game mode, it's called Overtime Rumble. And in this mode, you're pretty much playing, in a sense, like darts, but with these cars. So you ramp them off of this long ramp, and you're trying to land them on this board to get certain value of points, ranging from 5 down to 1. And you work as a team to get the most points and outscore your opponent. This game mode has been highly competitive with my friends. We can sometimes get enough players to do a private game match of it. And it's just one of those that you get really frustrated with your own team, but you also really enjoy those moments where you're knocking the other players off of the board there and, you know, preventing them from scoring points. So those are the game modes that I pretty much would highly recommend that are Rockstar created. Another glorious thing about the Rockstar Social Club that's a part of the game itself is that there's the ability to create your own jobs, create your own, you know, game modes within the game itself. And there's so many fun ones that you could find online and then bookmark them so that when you log on to the game, they are saved underneath your job list. Some of the fun ones I've seen are Avalanche, where one team is trying to run up this very long ramp and the other team is shooting down cars or, you know, these balls and stuff and trying to actually hit the players and cause their death while they're running up. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a very entertaining game mode that allows a bit of competitiveness while also just being completely off the wall bonkers. Another game mode that's there is called Bowling. In a similar sense, one team is at the very top of a ramp, and they're running. They drive down in a car, and they are trying to hit the other players who are on a platform with their car. You know, and it's bowling because you're trying to knock down the players. So that's where it gets its name from. Absolute blast. You know, we're all having a, we all have a really fun time playing that game mode. And you actually get quite a bit of money from it if you, you know, can get enough players to join. Another fun one is BMX versus Zentornos. One team is on this, this long platform and they're trying to run across. And if they make it all the way across the platform, the little bridge that they have, then they will get access to a tank, a helicopter, and other, other superior weapons. And one team will actually, the team that's not trying to run across, they are getting in cars and trying to knock the people off the bridge. Because if they can knock them off, they'll fall to their death. And so you have, you know, you have one team trying to knock the other team off the bridge while the first team is trying to make it across to get these superior weapons. And that pretty much concludes the my short little review of GTA. You know, I talked a lot about the different game modes that are there. I talked about some of the incentives that have kept my friends coming back, and also renewed some interest in friends who hadn't played the game in a long time. I highly recommend, you know, if you have a PlayStation or, you know, it's also on the PC and the Xbox, you know, if this is a game that you like, those sort of open world games where you could partake in a bit of role playing within it, I would recommend the game. It's not just your typical GTA game anymore. You know, you don't just have to do all the completely illegal activities that are there. But now there is that, you know, that role playing, there's certain jobs and missions that you can do that make the game a little bit more interactive, a little bit more immersive, I guess. So out of, you know, if this is a real review and I had to score the game, I would give the game, you know, a 4.5 out of 5. I absolutely love this game. My biggest issue with it is that it are the other people that in the public lobbies. You do have griefers in those lobbies. You have people who will take advantage of the different vehicles that you can get just to cause havoc, but not in a entertaining way. You know, I can't tell you how many times where I've just been minding my own business and somebody chooses to blow up the car that I've spent, you know, a lot of money on and time, but then it takes a little bit of time to get that car back to me so I could actually continue to use it. It doesn't really negatively affect me monetary wise. I don't have to pay for a new car or anything. But at the same time, the fact that, you know, I have to spend time now to call in a replacement car and then have it delivered to me or drive all the way across the map just to get my car once it's, you know, respawned, can be quite annoying. And for that reason, you know, I will take away a little bit from the game, but that, that is not a negative reflection of Rockstar by any means. You know, the game that they put out there has been a phenomenal game. And the fact that they continue to offer all these updates for free is a incentive and a reason that I will continue to come back to the game, and I'll continue to probably purchase Rockstar games as they come out, given the high level of enjoyment I get out of it, as well as the role-playing abilities that they have in their games, such as GTA and in Red Dead, which I will actually talk about in the next podcast that I do. So if you like this review, you know, feel free to leave a comment if you want to add to it, if there's anything you want to talk about regarding the GTA online specifically is what I play. But if you want to talk about the story mode as well, you know, feel free to. I'm always open to hearing, you know, the comments of people who listen to my podcast, and I will, you know, try to include those in my next podcast episodes as well. All right, have a great day, everybody.